Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Thanks to those of you who are starting your day with us. Others are finishing their day listening to the Good Day program. Hopefully we contribute to what you know about what's going on in the world. And you find some of the conversation pleasant and informative. That's the idea. That's what we can hope for. Seven after, Rich at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Jennifer being her. The President of the United States.
Yeah.
Found his veto pen yesterday.
That's that puppy out of the closet, and there right. You go.
Why do you have to get it out of the closet? It's pretty much laid on his desk.
Well, no, he hasn't had to do a veto in 5 years because of Harry Reid. He never had anything to veto.
Right. Harry stopped all of that. So now we don't have construction, at least for the moment, of the Keystone Pipeline. Those of you, we have posted at DougStephan.com, if you haven't seen it, a map of all of the pipelines crisscrossing our country, some 80 of them. For those of you who thought this was going to be the only pipeline that we have in our country, not only do we have oil being shipped in pipelines all around the country, we also have gas, natural gas pipelines all over the country. This is good, so say the Republicans for jobs, going to try to override the veto. That probably won't work. Obama is going to kick back 13 pieces of legislation now that he doesn't like. So we're back to nobody doing anything, nothing getting done. It's back to business and politics as usual. So what can we do to get
this? This is a bummer because I think it had bipartisan support, too. So this is something that a lot of Democrats liked. And I think it was kind of testing to see where President Obama's head was, if he was going to work with Congress this time around or not. And
well, he told them before they sent him the bill that he was waiting for the DOA report to come back from the State Department, which is what always happens when there's discussion of a pipeline.
Wouldn't you say that's a stall tactic, though?
But that's what every president has done for any pipeline before it's been constructed.
Why the State Department?
What's the State Department
report on environmental impact and whatever else?
Why is that the State Department's job?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be
EPA do that?
EPA or whomever. Yeah, that seems rather strange.
I don't know.
But this is just an excuse. It's politics. And so it isn't about jobs. I don't even see it that way. I'm an environmentalist. I believe in protecting the atmosphere and the conditions on our planet, and I believe we are not well served by hauling oil around on tankers.
I'm finished.
Yeah. The locomotives that carry these 100-car trains of oil that are dangerous in and of themselves because of the way the gases fill up and sort of mutate in the tanks. But all of the carbon fuel that's spewing into the atmosphere with these, there are at least 140 trains every day that call, that take the oil out of their ports of call in Wyoming and Nebraska.
And West Virginia, where they fall off the tracks and into the river.
Whatever. All of these are going south. And wherever they're going, doesn't make any difference. The pipeline is environmentally much more friendly than are all of these locomotives doing what they do. Plus, as Richie just pointed out, when the cars go off the tracks and they explode and they create a mess in that river, which was the water supply for the town in West Virginia, been impacted, just a mess. So those people who say they're environmentalists are giving you a lot of baloney. They're not at all. Yeah.
What I don't get is where this train went off the rails in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Looking at this map, there are 6 pipelines in that area.
Yeah. Why aren't they using them?
Right.
Good question. Yeah, that's a great point. Richie, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said a minute ago.
Hey, listen, if we can get the oil from Canada running through, even if we don't get all of the oil that comes through, and it does go all the way through to Mexico and then goes around the world, any oil that we can take out of the Middle East, it just drives me crazy that we're financing the people that are attacking us on a regular basis by buying their oil.
You got it.
There you go. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug Ken Rich or Jen at DougStephan.com. The winter heading south away from Boston, at least for a while. Next few days where Richie is in the mid-central part, even down to the lower Mississippi Valley, southern Virginia, those areas, very cold, 30 degrees below average. The high in Orlando, however, 76 today. High here in Southern California, 74, 75, 76 in that vicinity. So it isn't.
Do you smile when you say that a little?
I do now.
I can hear the smile in your voice.
I just said to Joe, go in the house, make sure the heat's on. That's all. Here's the, I don't even know if I want to talk about this. The State Department official who's been charged
busted.
With.
So
yeah. Why are we going to, do you want to talk about that?
Let's mention it.
All right. I'll mention
another,
you. Just because it's crazy.
Yeah. These
here's
people
senior,
think
here's
they can get
story.
Away with stuff.
State Department official in charge of counterterrorism programs arrested yesterday for soliciting sex from a minor. And the Fairfax County police say, this guy's name is Daniel Rosen, by the way, arrested by a detective at his home after he sought to arrange sex with somebody underage. The detective, a female officer working in the child exploitation unit, posing as a minor online. This guy's got to be out of his mind. So he was arrested. I don't know whether I it bothers me. Well, two or three things bother me about this. The fact that it's going on, number one. Number two, that it seems he's singled out because he works for the government. There are a lot of people that are in private business that are doing this kind of stuff, too. Where's the attention on them?
Right, yeah. No, he's the one. He's the one that gets the attention.
Right.
But here's the thing, dude. There are so many people online out there that are of age.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the deal?
That's what I don't get. Exactly.
What gets in
people's heads?
There are millions of people in
D.C. We talked about the government. We talked to yesterday. Who were we talking about? Somebody trying to get away with something again. Oh, the VA secretary who was saying, oh, yeah, I was in special forces. Okay, so he made this lie. I just, again, go back to this idea. In this day and age, how anybody thinks they can get away with soliciting a minor online without that coming back to haunt them. I mean, I know it happens, but we're getting really good with our cybersecurity now.
Yeah.
I just, what gets
into
your mind?
And the other thing is, we had another case here in
go
D.C. Where an owner of a local bar had a hidden camera in a women's restroom. You think you're not going to get caught?
And what do you want with that kind of crap?
And who wants to watch a woman take a pee? I mean,
so
it's
stupid.
Not sexy. Yeah. Really, truly, it's not.
Right.
I've been there and I've watched myself.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us. We have some things that are important going on now.
We have a secret camera in his studio. You can watch at DougStepan.com.
All right, let's just take
you're
a break.
You're in trouble.
14 past the hour.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts. Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer valid through 2/28/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
17 after the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us. Dr. Hoffman has a great website, drhoffman.com, where you can get his intelligent medicine newsletter that addresses many of the problems that we all face, seasonal problems like sore throats, for example. What is it that causes sore throats, and do they always lead to a cold? It seems to be the experience. I don't know which comes first, the cold and then the sore throat, or the sore throat and the cold. Are they inseparable usually?
Well, typically, colds enter the body through the oropharynx, or the nasal passages. And, you can start with a sore throat. That's often a sign that I'm coming down with a cold, a little scratchy throat, and then all hell breaks loose. Yeah. So the rhinovirus finds its happy home in your nasal passages and then in the back of your throat. These areas are quite closely linked in the body.
So what do you do to prevent? I have these sore throat sprays that I use. I have 3 or 4 different ones. That I just, when I, the sign of a sore throat, I spray it, and most of the time they're homeopathic and the problem goes away quickly, in fact.
Some of these things are preferable to, of course, antibiotics, which do absolutely nothing for a virus. This is caused by the rhinovirus, and viruses are not treatable with any known medication. There's certain antiviral medications that, for example, treat herpes or HIV, but nothing really touches the cold virus, so, your homeopathic remedy is as good as anything else. Natural support. We talk about healthy diet, adequate rest. There's not much to the old saw that, catching a cold because you're cold is the cause.
Yeah.
Cold viruses do survive at lower temperatures. Sometimes that's a reason why people get more colds in the winter.
So a lot of times parents will give their children energy drinks in order to keep them, they think they're going to be safer, sounder, they're going to be more healthy, more alert, et cetera, et cetera. But there's information around now that suggests this is ought to be a no-no.
Exactly. Well, a lot of kids gravitate towards these energy drinks because it's cool. They're supposedly marketed towards older teens and adults, but actually young kids get a hold of these things. They think it's going to improve their athletic performance, focus, concentration. It's kind of a cool thing to do. They're beautiful fluorescent colors in the supermarket aisles. But according to a new study, these things increase your likelihood of having ADD or hyperactivity by a whopping 60%.
Whoa!
Yeah, so and it makes sense because, hey, these things are laced with caffeine, artificial colorings and flavorings, and that does a number on your brain.
Wow. So there's also new information out this week on cholesterol. Numbers don't make any difference. What you really does anybody know what the truth is?
It's not so much cholesterol numbers. They're still hung up on that, and they will treat your high cholesterol with drugs, which is a whole controversial area in itself. But cholesterol is out in terms of the dietary guidelines for America. They say it doesn't make that much difference how much cholesterol you consume. They still are concerned about excess fat, saturated fat, which in my opinion.
It depends on whether it sticks or not what you consume, but what sticks.
Yeah.
Right?
It's of course not.
The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Find it at drhoffman.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
John Bon Jovi, sponsoring a community restaurant in the Jersey Shore community still struggling to recover from Sandy. Through his John Bon Jovi Soul Foundation, he's providing backing to Spoonful of Hope. It's a church project that began serving meals at a firehouse in Union Beach, New Jersey, near his home. How far is he from Bruce Springsteen? Do they grow up as neighbors?
Anybody what about know? Neighbors? They're not too far.
Huh.
Same basic area. I mean, yeah. Within, you know, an hour.
Well, I mean, the reason I asked the question is that it sort of begs the question about the similarity in the focus of their music. John Bon Jovi.
Don't go there.
Why?
Bon Jovi fans, Bruce Springsteen fans, think that Bon Jovi is a wannabe Bruce Springsteen, kind of like the blue-collar Jersey rock.
Yeah, right. That's the conclusion I drew.
Yeah. And you're right, but people don't want it. And I have Bon Jovi friends.
Which side? Bon Jovi side or Bruce Springsteen side?
In Maryland, where I grew up, everybody from New Jersey moves to Maryland eventually after college, and so I have a lot of Jersey friends. They do. They all go to the University of Maryland. And the Bon Jovi friends, Springsteen's okay. The Springsteen fans, Bon Jovi's terrible. Hate him.
Yeah.
So there's just like this yin and yang between them.
All right, next up, musically speaking, in the news department, Taylor Swift is donating $50,000 to New York City's public schools. Did I tell you she walked in front of me, Jennifer, the other day?
No, that's so exciting.
Why is it exciting? I mean, she was all by herself. She had just come out of, what the heck, I'm trying to remember which street I was on. It was Wilshire Boulevard, and she had just come out of a drugstore. And she was very, you wouldn't have known it was her. If I didn't know it was her, I wouldn't have known it was her. No.
She's right. Really tall and skinny.
Very tall and very thin.
How did you know it was her then?
Because I could tell by looking at her face. I've seen enough of pictures of her to have gotten who she is. And she apparently is good at just being alone or being on her own. Kind of, she doesn't like to have an entourage with
her. You know, she goes, there was that picture that was taken of her with that teenager in the park when she was jogging by.
Yeah.
And the girl said, oh, my God, oh, my God. And they took a selfie and she posted it. You know, she's out jogging by herself, you know. Yeah,
right. Anyway, the City Tourism Bureau in New York has tapped Swift as Global Welcome Ambassador. Even though she has moved out of, she's sort of into and out of New York. She did. Where did she grow up? Where did Taylor Swift grow up?
She's from the South. No, she moved to Nashville at like 15 to try and get her songs picked up. But she was from somewhere down in that area. I can't remember.
Yeah, she's in the Southern girl. Yeah.
Anyway, she said she was going to donate proceeds from this song, Welcome to New York, to the city school department. And that's why she gave him $50,000. A publicist says she'll continue to donate any proceeds she gets from the song, Welcome to New York. That's, I mean, how do you find fault with something like that?
I know.
That's very good.
She's from Reading, Pennsylvania, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Okay, let's go back in musical time to 1995. During this week in 95, Madonna was number one with this song. Number one for 7 weeks, as a matter of fact. Take a bow. The night is over. This masquerade is getting older. Lights are low. The curtains are down. There's no one here.
This was Madonna's last good song, wasn't it?
Really? You think it is?
One of them.
Yeah.
This is a sad song. Anyways. But what did it speak to that it stayed at number one for 7 weeks in a row?
The video was about bullfighting.
Was it really?
Yeah. I didn't even remember that.
What's that got to do with...
don't know.
Well, I haven't seen any of the videos anyway. All right, so there is a couple of musical milestone moments for you here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for green tags and get incredible deals like Harbinger-powered PA speakers, just $149 each. An Audio-Technica vocal mic, 85% off list, just $39. Or a Hohner harmonica flat pack, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of
33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday, the 25th of the month. Here we can play this back next month on the 25th, because if I don't say which month
just
it is.
Just do one month of shows. I like it.
That's what Dr. Phil does. Why can't I do it
That's
if he does
right.
it?
We
ought,
right?
we ought to pull out a show from 1995 and just play it back one day.
Yeah, why don't you?
April Fools.
That's a good idea, Dougie.
Thank you. I will be joined in a moment, Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I, by Patrick Poole. Talking, he's a national security and terrorism correspondent. We'll discuss the latest from the world of terrorism, the ISIS boys and girls, and
catching themselves some Christians.
Yeah, right. We need to do that. So let's see. Quickly buzzing through things that you may or may not know have happened the last 24 hours. Eddie Ray Routh found guilty last night in the shooting deaths of Chris Kyle and his friend. Goes to jail for the rest of his life, which will be about 2 months. That'll be the end of him. Let's see what other items here do we have. The president vetoed the pipeline. The weather is lousy in much of the country, except where Jennifer and Kenny and I are. I guess I'm not sorry you're not here, because the traffic is terrible even without you here. So there's no sense in your being here.
Sorry.
Stay where you are. Trust me, you guys pay for that sunshine.
Really?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
How's that? I'm not paying for it.
Gas prices, taxes.
Taxes.
So let's see here.
Having to live near Rosie O'Donnell.
Mitch McConnell offering a new plan to break the impasse over legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security. More political infighting, yada, yada. Jennifer, did you talk about Modern Family tonight in the TV report?
We talked about it last week, actually. Remember, Modern Family is all recorded on camera phone tonight, which is
yes. Yeah. But what's the point? Why did they do it that way? What's the... It's back and forth, various social media
interesting.
Focus.
I'll watch.
I think because it's interesting, it gets people talking, and I think also they built it into the storyline, like someone's documenting something.
Yeah. Well, I was mentioning earlier, I took the tour of Paramount yesterday and going onto the sound stage of a number of television shows and how they do it. I had forgotten, been a long time since I went to the taping of a comedy, how they do this on these stages. They set up all the rooms, they're next mm-hmm. to each other, and how the audience sits back and watches as this goes on. And they, you know, they do a number of takes. I was thinking of going to one of the shows just for the heck of it, just to refresh my memory as to how it's done. It takes a couple of hours for them to do it.
It takes forever, though. It's a long process.
Are there really a whole lot of shows that still have a live audience?
Yes.
There are, again.
The comedies.
There are now.
Yeah. There are
it used to be that the sitcoms were doing just that one camera comedy kind of deal. Now a lot of them are still doing three cameras. I just went to one right around Christmas. I went to see Baby Daddy.
Really?
On ABC Family.
We should do. Try that. Take a couple of them in. Samantha Ulf. Is that how you pronounce her name? E-L-A-U-F?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Sales associate at Abercrombie and Fitch.
No, not. Tried to be.
Right. Want to be sales associate.
She applied for a job.
She applied. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, at Abercrombie and Fitch, the people that work there have a certain look, meaning they're kind of like living, breathing models.
But she's a Muslim, and they didn't hire her because she was a Muslim.
She applied, and she what?
They didn't not hire her because she's a Muslim.
Because she's a traditional Muslim wearing, she had her headscarf.
They didn't hire her because she's a Muslim, and she went by their garb rules, and therefore wasn't acceptable at Abercrombie and Fitch. And
they have Jennifer, go ahead and tell the story.
Okay. So she shows up in 2008 to get a job. She's applying for a job at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yep.
And she said that it was clear that she didn't fit the retailer's look policy. So when they refused to hire her because she had on her her headscarf during the interview, she decided to fight it, and she's been fighting it for 7 years. On Wednesday today, it goes to the Supreme Court so that they can decide whether or not they discriminated against her based on her freedom to show her support of the Muslim religion by wearing her headscarf.
Do we all agree that she did that they did discriminate against her because she was Muslim?
I would say that Abercrombie and Fitch discriminates against everybody, because I would tell you, if you're a size 16 and you walk into that store, they're not going to hire you either. So they're going to base their decisions on weight.
Or they're going to wait on you there.
If you're not pretty, they're not going to hire you.
Is it their right?
But it's their right. They can choose to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. So we're on the side of the store and not on the side of the girl here.
Well, I think it stinks because they do discriminate, but at the same time, they're a business and they can hire who they want to hire.
But this if you look at this girl, she's young, she's pretty, she's definitely
she's beautiful.
What you would expect to see when you walk into Abercrombie and Fitch.
But she wanted to wear her headscarf.
Right. So, but, you know, so I think, you know, okay, make an exception to this woman because she's kind of the look of people that you want, but she just didn't wear the headscarf.
Are Muslims wearing Abercrombie and Fitch clothing?
Yes, young ones are.
Are they?
Sure.
Really?
But here's the thing. Hooters.
Yeah.
Remember when the fat guy walked into Hooters and then sued him for not hiring him? They have...
It's the same thing.
They have a theme,
uh-huh.
and they need to portray that theme. Mm. That's what their business is built around.
Yeah.
And if you come and bust their theme wide open, that's it. Mm-hmm. Business is gone. You know, if you want to go into Disney World and you want to dress up as Goofy and you, because of religious reasons, want to wear a headscarf on your Goofy head, they're going to have a problem with that.
By the way, that would be awesome.
Aside from the discrimination thing here, she's been fighting 7 years for a mall job.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm with you. I know. It seems like, but
where's the money coming from for this? That's the question.
I don't know. I think they should have hired her because I think she's got the
not
look.
Me. Nope.
But I think they have the right to do whatever they want to do.
All right, time for car talk here on Good Day. Car talk. The roadways in America are filled with cars that have defects.
Well, good talk.
Car buyers beware. All of these cars, about one-fifth of the total number of cars on the road, have been recalled because of safety defects. they are not getting, they may be recalled, but people who own the cars are not bringing them back, and therefore the defects don't get repaired, and therefore you could be, the used car business has gone bananas. Values of used cars have gone way, way up because people don't want to pay the price for a new car. I just bought a used car. I don't buy new cars. I buy used cars. And the prices in comparison to what the car that I bought, I paid the same for it now as it almost now, well, maybe a little $3,000 or $4,000 difference than what it cost when it was new. And so you see these things happening and you wonder, okay, I'm interested in not paying the depreciation. That's what you do when you buy or lease a new car. But I also would like to make sure that the car has been repaired. So that's why Carfax comes in. I said to the guy that I bought the car from, let's see a Carfax. And they have it now. It's almost part of the policy with many dealers to give you a Carfax so you know how many times the car has been bought and sold, what repairs have been done to it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's one way around that problem.
All you have to do is call the dealership. If you own a Ford, call the Ford dealership and say, hey, I've got this year this, and can you tell me if there's any outstanding repairs that need to be done? Sure.
All right, next. Consumer Reports? The number one rated car. Did you guys see that?
Your car?
What? What is it?
It's the Lexus.
Really?
That's right, Richie.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
Well, this is the first time, though, that the American cars are actually starting to do well. Because, you know,
Lexus is not
been producing junk for... No, I know. Oh, my gosh. Really, Dougie?
You know what?
I said this is the first time American cars are actually
in. Everybody's got an attitude today. I wish the hell you'd all just shut up. You okay. all have a lot. The only one who doesn't have a lousy attitude is Kenny.
But you just were mean to me. You're like, hello, it's an American car. That's not an American car. Like, I'm a dummy.
An American car. And your car is a piece of crap anyway. It's lousy.
Your car's a piece of crap.
Trust me, Jennifer.
You know what? I paid to drive a car that doesn't have somebody else's stink in it. It freaks me out to get into somebody else's seat. It's gross. It freaks me out. I like to have my new car, and I know
it's a leather seat. Take a handy wipe and wipe it down, and you save yourself $10,000.
My point you to is that I was trying to be nice to your American junkies that you guys like to drive. Is that this is the first year that I think three American cars are in like the top 15 or something. So they're making a comeback. Buick is the top rated.
It's because more patriots like me are going out and supporting the American car manufacturers.
Make it a better car and I'll buy one.
And the traitors and losers like you who go support the Japanese cars and the Korean cars don't make it easy for the American manufacturers because they are... I bought a car,
an Indian car, Richie. My car is made by an Indian company now.
You bought your Land Rover?
I did, and it's a much better car than it used to be.
Traitors.
Actually.
Well, you know why they're better cars than they used to be? Right. Because they were bought and redesigned by Ford and then sold.
To a point, that's right. I think there is something to that.
The car that you're driving right now, the Land Rover, if you bought the Land Rover, it's the same as my Ford Explorer. It's the same car.
Yeah. I don't want to think that because your car costs less than mine. But if you look at the Explorer, that's an interesting reality. I often, and even though I've got a sharp eye, when I see a Ford Explorer at a distance, especially the back of it, it looks a lot like the new Rovers.
It does.
Look at the
they were owned
design.
By Ford. The redesign.
And that was when the design took place, redesign took place.
And then they sold Ford it to Tata, and Tata kept the design.
Do you know, though, that the amount of money that they're getting from these new Rovers? I was at the dealer. There was a
That's
Rover.
It's very crazy.
There.
Why didn't
it was
you buy an
Explorer? $140,000 for a Rover, for God's sakes.
You're crazy.
Ugh.
Well, you didn't buy that one.
I didn't buy that one. I'm buying
But you're crazy to pay for a Rover. Go buy the Ford.
I'd like to drive. Nah, it isn't. It's not the same thing. It is. No. All right, so where are we? Sure I was going to do some more car talk. We don't have time because we've got to get to Patrick Poole, who'll join us in a moment here with a focus on the bad guys. We're the good guys. They're the bad guys. Let's find out what they're up to next year on Good Day.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an
an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privilege Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Patrick Poole joins Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and me. He's the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media. Yesterday, he wrote on the news reports of an assault by the Islamic State in northern Syria targeting Assyrian Christian villages. There are reports there that indicate ISIS has taken captives and burned down some churches, including one of the oldest ones in Syria. A lot of people are fleeing the area. The Christian and Kurdish militias working together. So, Patrick, why is this more of note than some of the other things, the outrages that ISIS has been involved in the last 4 or 5 months?
Well, I think one of the deepest concerns are the Assyrian Christian community is one of the most vulnerable in Syria. And they've already suffered, I mean, just horrific attacks in the past, in the takeover of Raqqa and other areas in north east Syria, and in particular these villages along the Kabur River, these Assyrian villages, these are actually the descendants of the 1933 Sinjar massacre in Iraq. I mean, so these are people who've been through this, and we're seeing literally the extinction of Christian communities that have existed going back to the time of Christ itself, and they're disappearing, and with really no prospect of them being able to recover. So it's I mean, very desperate situation. And I was on the in contact with some of the Syriac military council officials this morning, and the media is reporting 150 of these Assyrian Christians that ISIS has taken captive. The SMC is estimating it's probably closer to 350 to 400 that have been taken captive. So, you know, we saw the horrific beheading video of the Coptic Christians in Libya here just a little over, you know, a week ago, and, you know, imagine if you're talking on the scale of hundreds. It's just beyond our imagining.
What I'm trying to imagine is, or create in my mind, is a solution to this problem, which seems to be escaping the leaders of the world. I read with interest that the Prime Minister of Australia said, for example, that the government has to work harder at revoking the citizenship of, you know, any Australian involved in terrorism. Okay, so that's fine in as far as it goes. But what are we actually doing physically to get at these people who are just pretty much running roughshod over this whole area of the Middle East, and a lot of talking going on, even among Middle Eastern countries, never mind the West, which ought to put its shoulder to the wheel here? There's nothing going on to fix this problem, is there?
Well, the limited support that the United States is providing in terms of airstrikes, and to be honest, the U.S. has been doing airstrikes along the Kabul Valley in coordination with the Kurdish YPG. But Doug, we've seen here over the past couple months, we've been doing these airstrikes since August in the territory that ISIS has gained in that period of time.
It's
nearly double.
Right.
So it's we're doing is clearly not sufficient to stop these guys.
What we're doing is helping the military-industrial complex build more planes, bombs, and munitions so they can get money out of this. In the meantime, we're playing patsy to these people. We're looking like fools because we are. This whole thing is unnecessary, and yet we can't seem to wrap ourselves around it. You wonder who the real bad guys are in this circumstance. Patrick, thank you. That's maybe an idea for another column. Who's really gaining from all of this? Patrick Poole, who writes for PJMedia.com. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 51.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away.
Upside Down is the name of the song. Jack Johnson from the movie Curious George. Number one movie during this week in 2006. How many people remember? Isn't this based on the book, right? The children's book.
Yep.
Curious George. Richie chimes in because his children want to see stuff like this.
And my daughter watched it.
Movie music is how we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry will join us in a moment with his movie news. First, though, we have a contest aimed at helping you become a qualifier for our giveaway. We're going to send a couple of family, actually, to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. If you want to qualify for that drawing, which will happen next month, help yourself to 888-302-3684 to identify the movie from which this sound comes.
I'm placing a personal bounty on the head of Tim McCracken. He's the coach and chief punk on that Syracuse team.
A bounty?
Yeah. $100 of my own money for the first of my men that really nails that creep.
All right, this is not a typical movie for that actor. Would you say you know the movie, Chucker?
I know that scene. I know the voice. I'm trying to picture it in my head. I need another clue.
Think lemonade and popcorn.
Okay.
All right. That's who the actor is, and then we go from there as to what the movie is. Here's the next clue.
We've been clowns. We've been goons. We've been freaks and a f***ing sideshow. But a bunch of criminals. We ought to be in jail. That's all there is to it.
I do not know.
This is it wasn't a silly play on his career, but it was something really off the beaten path for
what
him.
What decade?
This is the number one movie during this week in 1977.
Okay.
All right, last clue, Richie.
I want to win that championship tonight, but I want to win it clean. Old-time hockey.
Ah, okay.
I got it.
Duh.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Name of the movie qualifying for the drawing to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Trucker has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, let's see if we can find the answer to our question. First of all, I will go to Chuck, who's in Santa Maria. Chuck, have I ever spoken to you before?
About 3 months ago.
Really? What did we talk about?
Movie quiz.
Really? Did you win?
I got the answer right.
Good for you. Congratulations. All right, let me just keep going here. Ethan is in Iron Range, Minnesota. Hi, Ethan.
Hi.
What's the name of the movie?
Slapshot.
Slapshot. Isn't it funny how I remember some people, of all the people listening to this program, I just remember sometimes people and having talked to them.
Brothers are from Virginia, Minnesota, the Hanson brothers in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you a hockey fan?
Well, I knew that. He was a hockey fan. All right, Ethan, hold on a second. We're going to qualify you for our drawing to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thank you very much. Chucker, movie news, what's up?
Actor Nicolas Cage has joined the cast of Oliver Stone's Edward Snowden movie, which is going to star Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Snowden. Good for Cage. I think this might be his first theatrical film in quite some time with a solid director. Every time I see a Nicolas Cage movie, I'm walking through Walmart and it's on the DVD aisle on a weekly basis. I've never seen anything like it. You know, also Rich's favorite actor, John Cusack, has been making a lot of direct-to-DVD movies. I guess he got to pay the bills somehow.
Yeah.
New Will Smith movie, Focus, opens on Friday. Not a single advance review to be found. Don't know if that's a good sign or
not.
We'll see you in the next few days. And for fans of Ian Ziering, Sharknado 3, now filming in Orlando, Florida.
You know, my son who works in the writers community, all of his friends, most of the writers that he works with are black. They all think that Will Smith has lost it. For him to pass up a check for like $25 million to do the next Independence Day, there isn't anybody who makes any sense out of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's just craziness. All right, so there we go. It's movie moments that you can hear every day at this time. Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.